What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me after such a long time is the lovely Lady Claire. And thank you for sitting in today. I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed this too, Michael. And I want to take a moment. I know we've got some callers on the line, but I want to take a moment and thank those people who were holding good thoughts for you and me and this little family of two when you were so sick and in recovery. And folks, I could feel those prayers. Okay, thank you. I can't begin to thank you enough for that.
All right. Well, listen, we have a comment coming in from Dave and CrucialNonsense.com.
Okay.
Aloha,
great.
Dave. You wanted to say something to the Lady Claire.
Yeah, welcome back, Claire. It's wonderful to have you back on the air here. We've had to do a lot of fighting here to get the YouTube stream back up and running. Mike with his mixer and all the hardware and the compressed rust left over from Oahu. It's been a labor of love, and it is wonderful to see finally things coming back together and things getting back to normal, and we get our Friday clarification. So awesome on that. And I'm so glad the two of you are doing better. What a blessing that is. So have a great show. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And before we get into Claire's news here, we're going to take a couple more phone calls. Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, Claire, how are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Well.
Thank you.
Awesome. I work out in the oil fields of Texas. We've talked a few times before. And I'm kind of smart the way this goes. The production end or the exploration end is dying off now because the oil prices are so low. And so I got out of that, and I'm actually working more on the production end where I'm actually delivering stuff out to the rig locations.
Right.
And so part of that is I've got a company credit card where I got to go in and buy stuff. You couldn't get a can of Lysol in Midland, Odessa right now for nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't get Clorox wipes. You can't get toilet paper. The shelves are freaking empty because these rig sites and these people working for the oil companies know that whatever they buy is paid for by the oil company, so they don't give a crap what they pay for. And believe me, when I deliver it, they're paying for it. So I just kind of want to give you a heads up on that. We're kind of at the end of the supply chain out here anyhow. But we're starting to run out of stuff. And then, of course, the Chinese embargo or whatever you want to call it, the quarantine, has made electronics hard to get, you know. These people spend money hand over fist. And right now, it doesn't matter what they're paying. They can't get big screen televisions for their bunkhouses. So, yeah. Just thought I'd give you a little update on that because the Lysol and the Clorox and anything like that, it's just non-existent right now. I'm having to go out and deliver stuff without the necessary disinfectants.
Yikes. That's scary. That's really scary. And by the way, I know a little bit about that area because my late grandparents used to live there, my mom's mother and her husband. And I remember them as being honorable, plain-speaking people, worked hard to get where they got to, and just good people out there. So,
Yeah, Odessa, Texas isn't hell, but it's the same area code.
Yes, I kind of remember
that
too.
I kind of
remember that too.
Yeah, we always have a saying about Odessa.
There's
a pretty girl behind every tree. Problem is, there's no trees out here.
Yes, okay, I remember
there's absolutely no trees. You know, one thing about it, though, it does provide a good living for me. If you can find some way to fork out $2,500 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, you can make a good living out here. You know, unfortunately, my company provides me with housing at a nice subsidized rate of $150 a month. So I do share a two-bedroom place with 16 other guys.
Okay.
But we all work rotations. It's kind of, but it is a good living. If somebody would be interested, the production end again is going down, or the exploration end is going down. That's the drilling and the rig moving and that kind of stuff. But the production end, which is the pump jacks and the pipeline, that stuff's all still here, and it will be here for the foreseeable future. The big wigs that I've talked to that have made predictions are predicting in the next 2 to 3 months, oil back up over 50 and up to close to 70 by the end of the year. So
what
it'll come back.
What do they think is going to be driving this? I'm curious as to their rationale for these numbers.
You know, oil is an enigma, man. I don't even know how to guess it. Every election year, oil crashes like this. And it the exploration end always crashes in the fourth quarter until the new budget comes out in January. Well, it's a new budget. We should have a new budget. But it's an election.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's somebody manipulating it or what. I tend to not have that conspiracy theory that's being manipulated. But I think we see the prices going up because we are exporting oil. And there are, and the coronavirus, I think, has a lot to do with this, too, where they're saying 10% of Iran has the.
Yeah, your phone is kind of fading out on us, Mark. Can you kind of wrap up?
Is that oil? Sure. That's all I've got. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for
phone call. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you and your beautiful wife, Claire. And that was really nice what she said about the prayers. And yeah, we did. And I'll tell you, Michael, I just got to say this. You know, I the other day I was watching a movie. I was watching Back to the Future. And you remember in the movie, it's your Doc and she's Claire. So that was a great movie. And I keep watching every time I see it on TV. And you remember their two kids, Michael? You remember what the kids' names are that they named their kids, right?
I'm having a hard time remembering.
I don't either.
Jules and Vern.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
They named the kid Jules Vern. But anyway, I saw that movie 2 days ago, and when I heard Claire, that movie kicked in. I saw Back to the Future. That was really good. You know, Michael, speaking of that one guy you were just talking about, Odessa, I remember going to Odessa in 2012. That place smells nothing but oil. I mean,
yeah.
And everybody, when we were in Odessa, everybody in that city, little city, they must all had $100,000 pickup trucks. I mean, I never seen so many beautiful pickup trucks in my life in one city, town. So, you know, all those guys that worked in those oil rigs have some really beautiful trucks. But anyway, Michael, the reason I called you is today, I was wondering, did you see the news, the interview with Ben Carson today?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, they had Ben Carson on OAN, and Fox News had him on, and a couple other networks even, Newsmax. And he was saying that the illegal aliens get treated better than the homeless in California. They get better hospitalization. They got AC in these places they're staying, they bring them into. They're in 180-some thousand homeless in California are getting treated like garbage. And they were also talking about these 5,000 people on the ship in San Francisco that Newsom won't let them off the ship, but he's letting all these illegals come through the southern border without getting checked out thoroughly.
Including the Chinese.
There's the irony. You know, there's the irony of this whole policy. Writ large.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really sad because even Ben Carson, he was like being, I don't know what the word is, he was being I don't know what the word is. See each other. I don't. He was basically telling the guy I was interviewing him, "Hey, listen, these people that are coming living in these camps on the border are living better than a lot of American citizens in the state of California. A lot of Americans in California are living in their cars, Michael."
Yes,
yeah, we know that. We've
even
seen
people
that.
With full cars.
Yeah, and what gets me are the kids. I mean, do these kids get education? Can they go to a school? If they're living homeless, I don't know. That was a big problem on Oahu for some time. And a minister who was a former minister of mine was very active in advocating for homeless kids. It shouldn't have to be this way with American citizens. I'm sorry, but no, you know, it just shouldn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that ship in San Francisco Harbor, the story just broke that 21 of those passengers have now tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, man. That's not good at all.
And we're talking about the initial contagion was more than a month ago, so much for the two-week quarantines.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Michael, they were talking about that, too. A lot of these people that are on that ship, they already went on one cruise, and they came back and went out again. The ship was already out to sea, came back to port, went back out, now it's back in port. I mean, how many other people did they bring into San Francisco sick?
Whoa,
only the 21.
Yeah.
Well, the ship is not in port yet. They haven't decided what port they're going to send it to, because they're going to have to basically
scrub it down.
They're going to have to scrub it down, and they're going to have to make sure the people who are getting off the ship are properly examined and quarantined. But so far, 21 have tested positive.
Well, I got a little also breaking news for you, Michael and Claire. Here in South Florida, in the papers down here, now they're talking that Cuba has some, it looks like they have symptoms of the virus in Cuba.
Oh, dear.
Well, considering the embargo, one has to wonder how it got there.
Yeah.
Well,
fly over Cuba and drop off little viri?
I don't know. But, yeah, that's bizarre, because we're talking about an island where they do have some very good health care. In fact, in Canada, and we learned this from a friend of ours, George, remember?
Yes, I remember George.
And he was formerly a police officer in Canada. And he had
to have a firefighter.
And didn't he have to have shoulder and knee replacements?
Yes.
And what Canada does is they have them do the rehab in Cuba, because the programs are outstanding. They get the job done. These people are brought back to functional in a very short period of time, and it's done intelligently and well.
See, Bernie Sanders, you were right.
yes.
Well, you know, Michael, in Cuba, they do have their biggest, other than Canada, like Claire's saying, tourists that go to Cuba, the Canadians are number one. Number two, believe it or not, are Chinese from China.
That would surprise me. Yeah.
Well, you know, those Cuban cigars are really good, and so is that Cuban rum.
Yes.
Well, exactly. So I just thought I'd break that out to you, because those reported on the news radio stations here in South Florida that now they're thinking that Cuba's going to have a big outbreak of this corona. So I don't know. But, you know, I'll let you go, because I know you got other callers. Michael, I decided to get to say one more thing. Talking about Ben Carson, this is the most – if Ben Carson would have acted like this, I believe, in 2016, he'd have been kind of tough to beat, because he was really to the point. He was articulate. I mean, he was really, explaining to these reporters, hey, you know, this country's got to change its attitude with immigration, or we're going to be swamped. Who knows what's going to end up happening here? This is nuts.
Yeah.
So he's
already.
Right. Yeah. And anyway, that's all I got, Michael, I guess, today. So thanks for taking my call. And like I said, we got by the sanctuary cities. We'll see if Trump's going to, how much money he's going to hold off from these sanctuary cities. I think it's a big start. Really do.
Yes.
Definitely a good start here. Yeah. Thank you very much for the phone call, Tom. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Boy, the phone lines are loading up here.
This is
Mark,
good.
Aloha. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, guys. Hey, look, I just want to welcome both of you guys back now, okay? Claire, glad to see you back, too. Okay?
Good to be back.
All right. And anyway, I was going to comment first on what the guy was saying about the oil field, about a new price of oil. And something I heard today in another show called Faultline with Lee Stranahan and Garland Nixon. And they're saying that Russia has now said they're not going to go along with any kind of restrictions on producing oil. They're going full bore. So I don't think that's because, you know, despite the stupid sanctions we put them on, we actually did them a favor, since they've diversified their economy so much now that oil is not the only thing, and gas isn't the only thing they produce. So I think anything, gas prices are going to come low, get lower in the next coming months. And we may even start to see a dollar a gallon again, or maybe less. The other thing is about the coronavirus. Beg your pardon? I'm sorry.
I wouldn't hold your breath. You know, they're going to want to keep those gas prices up somehow, even if they have to fake a shortage.
Yeah, well, if there's a lot of oil on the market, I don't see how they're going to do it. But anyway, on top of it, when the demand goes down, as far as coronavirus goes, they could have actually done a lot to prevent this in the first place. And
yes,
I think air travel should have been shut down weeks ago already. I'm not only talking about from China. I'm talking about from anywhere, and probably even domestic air travel, because that's a very big vector of germs.
Right.
I wouldn't be seeing any aircraft coming in from Seattle.
Nope, definitely not.
Yeah, SeaTac Airport? Nope.
Definitely
not.
On the other hand, the airfares are really low right now. They're like 60% off.
And by the way, I urge everybody to really load up on your vitamin C, your vitamin B, your D3. Mm-hmm. If you're in an area where there's a lot of sunshine, go out there and get that sunshine.
Right.
You've got to do everything you can to keep up that immune system. I've been doing that. I've been loading up on top of that with dry food for waiting for the possibility of shortages here in North Carolina. I've also got a load of toilet paper. And like I said, a load of vitamins and all kinds of dry foods, rice, beans, you name it, spices to put on it. So that's, I think everybody needs to do that, you know?
I agree.
I posted a picture of what I have on Facebook today, as a matter of fact. And by the way, I hope you all go to my YouTube site, too. I put some pretty interesting stuff on there. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Listen, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you pitching.
Good evening. You be good.
Go ahead. Oh, I think he just hung up.
Yes, I think he
just left. We're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yep, we're still open for business here at Vancouver Airport.
Well, okay. Good for you, I think.
Got everybody coming in, and I understand from a conversation I had yesterday that they're not testing anybody either when they come in.
Maybe not good. Maybe not good.
By the way, it's interesting. One of the directors of my school went to Taiwan for Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. And when her and her family left Taiwan, the customs people at the airport searched all their luggage. And guess what they were looking for?
I don't know.
Masks. They don't want any masks leaving Taiwan.
That also is happening in France as well, where Macron has literally looted, if you will, the hospitals. And any mask-producing company needs to send it immediately to Paris to the designated drop-off place. So, yeah, people are anticipating that this is going to be grim, very grim.
Well, I
hope they're wrong.
We can all do them. Go ahead. We can all go to Minnesota and camp outside 3M. How's that?
Sounds good.
Well,
sounds good. The weather will be brief.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for the call.
All right. Well, the phone lines are empty now, and I guess it's time for Claire to start in on her news. And there is your mouse all ready for you to go there.
Thank you. Thank you. And as some of you will notice, I am not wearing glasses. I had cataract surgery on both eyes, and I'm so happy and blessed to be seeing well enough to drive and well enough to look without needing my glasses. So it's a good thing. This article comes to you from globalresearch.ca, which is a pretty responsible blog to which I link and Mike will link also frequently. But it's describing the U.S. as despicable, a theater of dystopia, and a nation run by gangsters. And folks, looking at the current situation in this country, I'm kind of inclined to agree. We have become the warmongers of the world. We are causing just incredible amounts of murders, maiming, displacement, and but the crimes are immune from impeachment because they're supported by a completely, overwhelmingly bipartisan support from each party. And the budget, this last budget that got passed, $125 trillion just for the bipartisan military intelligence budget, and it includes 17, count them, 17 separate intelligence agency and preempts development of any serious social and physical infrastructure. And the policy is dangerous. Both of them have brought on the fact of this after our
break. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And lovely lady Claire, take it off again.
This article kind of put together and bundled, if you will, a lot of the current problems with U.S. foreign and domestic policy. And it said very clearly that the U.S. seems to be at war with the entire rest of the world. And I'm not seeing anything coming out of the swamp in D.C., to disabuse me of that notion. Mike, your thoughts?
Me neither. I mean, yeah. You know, we're existing, we're a warfare, welfare state.
Yeah. You know, no 19-year-old kid has lived in this country when we haven't been at war with somebody or several somebodies.
I think in the entire, you know, history of the United States, it's only been, what, 5 or 10 years when we weren't at war someplace on this planet.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I'd like to kind of bop over to an incident in Israel and what is happening there. And it's got to be very, very scary. Apparently, two Israeli police shot sponge-tip bullets at two Palestinian kids in East Jerusalem. And in one of the incidents, the police officer was caught on tape inserting his weapon between the bars of a school gate and firing some 5 shots at children standing in the schoolyard. What is going on? Two separate incidents, and theoretically, the shootings were allegedly carried out in violation of police regulations that prohibit firing at minors as well as the upper body of individuals.
And these kids in their schoolyard were not doing anything to present a threat.
No, they weren't. And a 16-year-old kid, Muhammad Atiya, was shot Monday. His arm got fractured. 10-year-old Fazi Abid was shot Tuesday while standing in the balcony of his home when clashes erupted between youths in the neighborhood and police, and sustained an injury to his hand that required medical attention. I think it's another fracture, folks. The article just didn't say that.
Yeah, don't let the idea that these are sponge tip bullets fool you. They're still bullets.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the so-called rubber-coated bullets underneath the rubber. It's still a live round.
Yeah. And police said in response that youths had been hurling stones at police officers over the past few days, including within the school grounds. Okay, IDF and Israeli police, collective punishment is a war crime. Collective punishment against innocent children, standard brutal procedures against Palestinian kids, courtesy of the Israeli border police. And you know what really annoys me about this, Mike? I would almost be willing to bet real money, read gold or silver, on this. These officers were not removed pending any kind of disciplinary hearing, but probably congratulated by their COs because of the targets they picked. And those conversations, I'm almost sure, were salted with a lot of frustration that they couldn't assassinate these kids on sight, as well as all the other Palestinian kids attending this school. Michael, this is insane.
It is
insane. This is insane behavior on the part of these police.
Now, just put yourself in the position of the Palestinians having to live with this every single day of your life.
24 hours a day.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Their kids are not even safe in a school environment, for heaven's sake. You know, it's insane. Another thing, not getting a whole lot of coverage by the corporate press. There is fighting in Rakhine, Chin, provinces as states rage against Myanmar limits on the internet. Apparently, there was heavy fighting between Myanmar's military and the Arakan army, which has left several people dead in recent days as the government continues a clampdown. And activists and journalists have decried the internet blackout the government has imposed as part of the clampdown as a violation on human rights. And apparently thousands have been displaced. Students were badly injured in shelling at school in Myanmar's Rakhine state. The UN has urged to suspend Myanmar return plans for Chin amid unrest. And 11 civilians, including 5 Muslim Rohingyas, have been killed after being caught in hostilities here. It's a Western state in Myanmar that's home to more than 3 million people. And Mike, I've got to tell you, I never used to think I would ever have to say, watch out, folks. Here comes a highly nationalistic Buddhist army ready to exterminate the Muslim Rohingya in their country. Well, unfortunately, Myanmar and its military have proven me wrong on this one. That's really ugly. I mean, most of the Buddhists I know are very peaceful people. They wouldn't hurt anyone. That's just not
You don't think
part
of Buddhists
identity.
As being out there saying death to the infidels
or anything like that. No, you don't. But whoa, hello. I mean, this whole incident and this whole upset with the Rohingya has really proved me wrong. It's a little depressing.
Buddha.
I love you, but stop it.
Yes, dear. All right. Well, we're coming up here on another commercial break. And when we come on back, continue with her unique point of view on the news. And of course, the phone line is 813-933, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Lady Claire, just pick it up where you left off.
Okay. This is a top, and this is a very disturbing survey that they took. 44% of our military have reported suicidal thoughts since joining.
That's now, almost half.
That's really scary, Mike. And this organization is called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA. And they released a survey showing that 44% of the respondents said that they have thought about suicide since joining the military, and with only 10% saying they'd thought about it prior to military service. And this apparently is a very well-respected veteran advocacy organization, and it was the 10th annual survey, which was issued over a three-week period in December and January to all their members. Over 1,700 of them responded. Only 15% of those surveyed said that the U.S. is making progress on combating military and veteran suicide. And 67% of these respondents said they personally know a post-9/11 veteran who has attempted suicide, up from 65% in 2019 and 54% in 2015. And Mike, if accurate, these numbers are dismal. And we need to be assessing our active military personnel and every veteran, screen them for this and treat them for this. But there is another question which has to come up in the mind of all of those who are concerned about the future trajectory of this country and the future trajectory, if you will, of American military. Why the heck are these numbers so high? And why are they so high right now?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the chain of command and the fact that these people are being asked to do things mm-hmm. that they are morally uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And the realization that these wars have nothing to do with defending the United States from any kind of an enemy.
Nope.
Like Major General Smedley Butler, they're realizing this is just a racket and they're out there cleansing the world and making it safe for American corporate interests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really poor excuse for killing people.
Very definitely. Very definitely. Another very troubling article. Apparently, amid the coronavirus outbreak, Trump-centric pressure groups are pushing to stop medicine sales to Iran. Now, we know that Iran has just been dealing with an horrendous health crisis with the coronavirus. And apparently, this group is very closely allied with the Trump administration, and they're urging pharmaceutical companies to end their Iran business, focusing on companies with special licenses, most often under a broadly defined humanitarian exemption, to conduct trade with Iran. And Iran has gotten hit, 107 deaths and over 3,000 infections recorded so far. And yet, the pressure group United Against Nuclear Iran is carrying on with this campaign targeting medical trade with Iran, despite the Trump administration's special financial channels for humanitarian goods and medicine to reach this beleaguered country. President Trump, a word, please. Iran has been given utterly no reason to trust or believe anything that the U.S. government has said on your watch, starting with the dumping of the P5 plus one. Now, there were many things, as you and your people know, I criticized President Obama for, but the P5 plus one wasn't one of them. And you have a chance to reverse this, maybe start a little bit of trust building. And I would suggest that what we want to do is to give the best science the U.S. has to fight this disease to Iran, and right the heck now. And please, Mr. President, let this government take the high road here. And that would be immediately freeing up what can be sold to help people in Iran recover from this disease as well as possible until a viable vaccine can be created or tested.
Now, the United States formally offered Iran help to deal with the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Iran refused. But if the United States was serious about helping Iran, they could ease the sanctions to allow Iran to sell more of their oil and other products to other countries in exchange for medical supplies.
Yeah. But I don't see that coming down anytime soon. And part of the problem is that President Trump can only see Iran through the rather jaundiced eye of one of his BFFs in the Middle East, and that would be Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And that's really unfortunate. And to everyone who is cursed with having to follow this lawsuit and, this blog in terms of what we're talking about, please, if you can, watch a video called Don't Tell Mother I'm in Iran. It's a Jewish videographer in Iran to find out how the Jewish community is flourishing right now, and they are. So go to a source that's maybe not, how can I say this nicely, invested in demonizing Iran. Might be good for you. Might be good for your headspace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to go over to another story that is very, very disturbing. Lawyers for survivors of 9/11 victims accuse Saudi authorities of targeting witnesses, and their legal team also revealed that the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a potential witness in their lawsuit. Now, it's a legal team representing, I believe, a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
From the families of victims of the 9/11 attacks. And they have accused Saudi authorities of trying to silence several witnesses. Well, I guess assassination is going to silence someone as well as anything else. And it's an almost two decades old lawsuit brought to court by thousands of victims and their families who are accusing Saudi officials of having ties to the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington that killed about 3,000
people.
This
is a propaganda operation to drop the blame for 9/11 on Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yeah. But on Wednesday, lawyers representing the families said that four of their witnesses in the case had been threatened or intimidated by alleged Saudi agents. And on those grounds, the plaintiff's legal team requested the identities of the witnesses in the drawn-out legal battle be protected and kept secret. Now, of course, the Saudi government's lawyers have denied all allegations and claims that based on hearsay within hearsay, Mike, holy crud. I mean, I've got to ask, if the connection to the Khashoggi assassination and his info is allowed to be presented and proves credible in a court of law, this could potentially change everything, could it not? I'd like your thoughts.
Well, as the lawyers for Iran are saying, this is all hearsay evidence, which normally in a U.S. court of law would not be allowed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is that any operative can go up to a witness and say, hi, I'm from Saudi Arabia, you schmuck, you better shut up.
Yeah.
Or bad things will happen to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I am still very concerned that one of two of President's BFFs or best friends forever in the Middle East is the Saudi dictator Prince bin Salman, and at a terrible cost to the Saudi people, and specifically the people in Yemen who are dying every day from airstrikes that are U.S.-enabled, hitting infants, children, women, and the medically fragile elderly. The bombing of NGOs like Médecins Sans Frontières have been forced to leave Yemen. The poisoning possibly with weaponized cholera of Yemen's water infrastructure, making way for plague of cholera and starvation because aid ships are not allowed to dock at Yemen's primary port. And, Mr. President, I have a word, please. I try to be polite, and sometimes I really have to control myself to do it. But do you realize the extent to which you have allowed this man to jeopardize the perception of our country in the Middle East and beyond by slavishly following his dictates in Yemen? And, Mr. President, come on. Hatred comes from the top down. Now, you identify, self-identify as a Christian. So does Secretary of State Pompeo identify as a Christian. But if you're a Christian or Jew in Saudi Arabia, from the last report commissioned by the former British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, there existed the following statement made very plain. In Saudi Arabia, the report says school textbooks teach pupils religious hatred and intolerance toward non-Muslims, including Christians and Jews. Mr. President and Mr. Secretary of State, please wake up and smell the rotting stench of religious intolerance here, for heaven's sakes. Come on.
With friends like this, we don't need enemies.
Yeah, yeah. Also, speaking of Mike Pompeo, there was an article stating that Mr. Pompeo had made the observation that the U.S. will take all necessary measures to prevent the ICC war crimes probe for Afghanistan. Pompeo says the investigation undermines the Afghan peace deal like we already haven't, you know. Apparently, he responded angrily to the International Criminal Court calling to investigate U.S. war crimes, declaring the group an unaccountable political institution masquerading as a legal body.
And said it was Pompeo's got something to hide.
Oh, I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Pompeo said that it was reckless to even suggest an investigation after the Afghan peace deal, such as it was reached, and vowed that the U.S. would take all necessary measures to shield U.S. personnel from the investigation. Now, this is roughly in line with U.S. policy toward war crimes investigations. And in the past, the U.S. has threatened military action against the Netherlands, the host of the court, to shield American soldiers from charges. Military actions against the Netherlands? Mike, where does this even make sense in terms of U.S. foreign policy?
I don't know.
My
the
gosh.
Bombs are falling and there's tulips flying all over the place.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's a petal bath.
Yeah, something like that. So if the U.S. is doing absolutely nothing other than straight up above board interrogations, what do their soldiers have to fear? And the short answer, Michael, is absolutely nothing. Now, here is Wikipedia's description of this organization. And there is a map, and the map is very interesting because there are two countries represented in mustard color because they had been signatories to the ICC that subsequently withdrew their signature. Now, the two countries which have done this are, drumroll please, the U.S. and China. We have to ask, as responsible and concerned citizens, why the darned heck they did this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The answer has to be that in some way, these countries have legitimately been guilty of the following, because the ICC has jurisdiction to prosecute individuals for international crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and crimes of aggression.
That last one, I mean, the United States
hello.
Is the aggressor here in all of this.
Oh, you know, I mean, upside down and backwards. And if the Secretary of State didn't know what was already happening in Afghanistan, he wouldn't be making these statements or charges. But Mike, unfortunately, this is not the only place where U.S. government mandated or U.S. government enabled war crimes are taking place. Again, I'd like to go back to the U.S. enabling of Saudi war crimes in Yemen. We have got the indiscriminate killing of infants, toddlers, children, women, and the medically fragile elderly. It's all war crimes. The causing of rampant starvation because ships with aid are not allowed to dock at Yemen's primary. Would you say that for me,
Hodeida?
Hodeida?
Hodeida.
And let's look at the massive waves of cholera here, because all the clean water infrastructure has been destroyed by U.S. Saudi bombings. Aid organizations like Médecins Sans Frontières, which I mentioned earlier, have been bombed into rubble so frequently in Yemen that the risk-benefit ratio was so screwed up, the organization had no choice but to leave Yemen. And so the short answer to has my government and does my government currently engage in war crimes and crimes against humanity? The short answer is every damn day, hell yes, somewhere. And Mike, check me on this, would you? Unless and until Secretary Pompeo and the president are willing to cure this, it is going to be continuing as a living curse on this country, wreaking retribution where we least expect it. And I do have a name for Secretary Pompeo to have checked by the poor unfortunate or unfortunates being punished by having to read this site on a daily basis. Person's name is Hans Scharf. Who was this guy? Very important. He was a Nazi interrogator who never used violence to get information out of his English Yankee Canadian prisoners during World War II. What he did was give them the impression, by the way he spoke with them, that he already knew what their operations were doing, and in fact would sign prisoners out from prison for artistic or cultural events. He got information from them sideways, which was both brilliant and never had to break anything, not even, you know, a nail trim or break a leg to do it. And at the end of the war, the man was so revered as an interrogator that he was invited by the U.S. military to teach his techniques to the American military.
A lesson they clearly have forgotten.
Oh, man. He ultimately became an American citizen and was primarily known in this country for the beautiful pottery he created. And Mr. Secretary of State, a word and a moment, please. We need more Hans Scharfs as our interrogators, not the second comings of the monsters who have and continue to use torture to exact confessions, which are generally not actionable, but great for conjuring up an American narrative of what the baddies really are and really do. That's all this does. That's all torture does. And, you know, the people who do it know that they can get away almost with literal murder, and they have in a few interrogation cases.
Yes, they have. Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, because they can. Mr. Secretary, this has to stop. If we had Hansharfs doing these interrogations, not one person would have been hurt by these monsters who know they can, and they get away with this stuff with absolute impunity. That really bothers me.
Okay, well, we're coming up on our last commercial break of the show today to be followed by the last segment of our program today.
Yep.
The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in and say something to Claire for finally rejoining our show and doing such a marvelous job about it, I might add.
Thank you.
And so we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
Never die.
We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha. Here we got a couple of callers waiting on the line here. And we're going to start with Richard in Alabama. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
about wars, people in talk radio find it pretty easy to blame this country for starting all the wars since World War II, but somehow they cannot muster the courage to admit that we had a lot to do with starting World War II. In fact, we had more to do with it than Germany.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's part of hidden history, and you've just knocked it on the head. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, do you remember that book, Day of Deceit, Stinnett's?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you share with our listeners?
Okay. There's a book called Day of Deceit by Commander Robert B. Stinnett. He's a Navy commander, and what makes the book very valuable is he agreed with Roosevelt's deception at Pearl Harbor that sucked us all into World War II, and so he's not out there with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
But we know that we were tricked into World War II. Roosevelt provoked the Japanese into the attack on Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. We were tricked into World War I. They sent that Lusitania carrying smuggled weapons
munitions
to Great Britain.
Yeah.
They sent it into an area off the coast of Ireland that was known to be swarming with German U-boats. They sent it without military escorts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back at history, long before World War II, we were being tricked into wars. The USS Maine in Havana Harbor triggered the Spanish-American War, and we were all told that it was a Spanish torpedo. I'm sorry, I'm reading some communications from the control room here. But we were lied about the torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, that's how it goes. I mean, no leader can stand up to their population and say, look, we want to invade this other country, we want to take their oil, we want to take their gold, we want to get them to convert their country into a franchisee of an American corporation. The American people would say, no, I'm not going to send my kid out there to get shot at, you know, just to make some American corporation richer.
Yeah.
So our government does lie and trick us into these wars.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to bring up the fact that Poland was governed by a military junta and was subsidized for money from America, and that only a week before the Germans invaded, Poland demanded more territory, and the British sent a communique supporting the additional territory demanded by Poland. And the Henry Morgenthau's plan for post-war Germany, including this map of the shrunken Germany, this shrunken Germany with no Prussia, that was given to Hitler. Hitler saw it before September 1st, 1939. He knew what was coming.
There is the music, and unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go, and we're going to have to pass on our last caller today. So have yourself a very good weekend. Stay tuned for the John Stadmiller Show. I understand he's got a guest host. I don't know who it is. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word, rather, of whatreallyhappened.com. And PJ Barden is filling in for John tonight. So please donate to RBN. They really need the money to get good working equipment again. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.